It is Thursday, May 16th, 2013. This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums.
I'm Christina Thomas.
With us again, Jody Beznoska, Vice President for Communications at Walton Arts Center. Welcome back, Jody.
Thank you.
Hi.
Tonight.
Come on down to Walton Arts Center because you can be part of the Price is Right Live. There are tickets left for it. I think it's going to be a riot. It will have a nice full house. And if you have, you can sign up either via email. I think you can get the information off our website, or you can come just a little bit early and you can sign up to actually potentially be a contestant. And so if you find your way on stage, you could actually win prizes. And I was remembering some of the rules yesterday. It's like if you get within $100 of the price of the Showcase Showdown.
You get them both.
You get them both.
You do.
Yeah, that's crazy. So that's tonight at 7 o'clock.
Well, without going over.
Right.
Within 100 without, you go right. Over by a dollar
right.
and you're out
done.
Of luck.
You're done, yeah. So that's tonight at 7 p.m. And then this weekend, we've got a couple of really fun Artist Fair things going on. We have actually a lot of fun Artist Fair things going on. We have Grug, 10 a.m., 12 p.m., and 2 p.m. It's another sort of puppetry show from Australia, and Grug is a little haystack looking character, and this is one of those shows that is good for the littles, ages 1 through 6. You know, it's bright and interesting enough that it will command their attention. So, and tickets are only $5. There's 3 shows. So again, that's Saturday, that's the 18th, 10 a.m., 12 p.m., and 2 p.m. Also Saturday morning at 9:30 will be the Urban Challenge with the Clubhouse Fitness. I don't remember where it starts, so you can go to our website, artistforfestival.org, and find out where it begins. But that's going to be a very cool, if you like such things, you know, running through the city and climbing stairs and looking at urban views and basically sweating while you're exploring Fayetteville. Also on the 18th, out at Lake Fayetteville, there is an event called Parkapalooza, which is being done by the Parks and Recreation Department at the city. We will be there sort of ribbon cutting, kicking off the Spiral Wetland Project. I think that happens at around 11 o'clock, but there's all kinds of great activities happening out at the lake, 5Ks and fun walks and, you know, things going on for kids. So I think that's in the morning on Saturday, but you can come out and visit Spiral Wetland, which is done now, and we'll be out on the lake for about a year. It's this beautiful sculpture that helps clean up the water. Then Sunday, we will actually be out at the Naturals. There's a Naturals game on Sunday, and Walton Arts Center will be out there doing a Scooby-Doo-themed mystery scavenger hunt at the park. And then we'll be at the Block Party, because Block Party is happening all day, I believe,
right,
on Block Street here in Fayetteville. And we'll be there with Sunboxes, which is another of our Artisphere projects created by an artist out of Rogers called Craig Colarusso. And they were out on our plaza a couple days ago. I don't know if you guys could hear them, but they're solar-powered boxes that have little computers in them that generate this tone, and they make a chord. There's a full list of where you can see the Sunboxes on the Artisphere Festival website. So lots going on this weekend, and then next week we get right into Warhorse. We've been waiting for Warhorse for a long time. There's no show on Tuesday like a normal Broadway run. The shows begin on Wednesday the 22nd, I believe. This is the Tony-winning play. It's not a musical, but it does have music. And it's a story. It's based on a children's book, and it's a story of a boy who raises a horse, and then the horse gets sent off to World War I, and the boy goes after him. It's the Handspring Puppet Company out of South Africa, and so it's a real treat to get this. This is the first national tour of Warhorse. The only other places that have seen it would be London and New York and the few other stops that have come before us.
Hmm.
So it's really
exciting.
Yeah, it's really great. I'm looking forward to it. I will probably see it 4 or 5 times. So that runs through the 26th. After that, we have Scooby-Doo, Musical Mysteries happening. We've got 3 or 4 shows of that. I think that's the 27th and the 28th of May. And then we will be into June, and we'll be beginning the second wave of Artisphere with our classical music programming.
Absolutely.
All kinds of goodness going on with classical music stuff.
All right. Thank you, Jody.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks. Jody Beznoska is Vice President of Communications at Walton Arts Center.
Hello, I'm Robert Ginsberg, your host for Shades of Jazz every Friday and Saturday night beginning at 10 p.m. On this Saturday's show, we'll hear music from Japanese pianist Hiromi, and we'll also hear from McCoy Tyner, Andrew Distel, Jeff Marks, and tenor saxophonist Chris Potter. This and much more on the Saturday edition of Shades of Jazz.
Support for Ozarks at Large comes in part from the University of Arkansas's Women's Giving Circle.